party comrades, brothers and sisters from the labor movement. Good morning to everybody. I'm very happy to join you today for this party conference this year. First, may I thank all of you for the very warm and touching video tribute which you gave me and showed at last night's award ceremony. It has been a most gracious and generous gesture, but as I told the activists last night, whatever I have been able to do in this party owes everything to the strong support and collective hard work by all of our comrades, including all of you gathered here together. So my thanks go out to all of you. And I say thank you especially to all those who received awards at last night's ceremony, because the party recognizes and appreciates everything that you have done. And I wish particularly to mention Comrade Vasu, who received the Meritorious Service Star Medal. Vasu entered politics together with me. We were newbies contesting our first general election together in 1984. I was in Tegi, he was next door in Powan, and later we went to Tanjung Pagar and other places. And then came back to Tegi and Ang Mo Kio after he retired as an MP and continued to serve, looking after the activists, looking after the residents, continuing to do good work. And that is the way we hope all our activists should be, and we hope we can all embrace this spirit of continuous service and dedication and commitment to the country. So to all our award winners, well deserved, and once again, congratulations. This year's conference is special because we are celebrating the party's 70th anniversary. 70 years of the PAP standing with Singaporeans, working for the nation, building a brighter future for all. Today is also a significant milestone for me personally, because this will be my last speech to the party conference as Secretary General. We have just done the voting for the next CEC, and the votes are now being counted. When the new CEC meets, I intend to propose to the CEC to elect Deputy Sec-Gen Lawrence Wong to take over from me as the next Secretary General. And this will complete the leadership transition from me to my successor. The process started quite some time ago. In 2022, the 4G ministers overwhelmingly endorsed Comrade Lawrence Wong as their choice to lead them. And shortly after that, I appointed him Deputy Prime Minister. Then, following the last party conference, Comrade Lawrence became the Deputy Secretary General and also started chairing the party exco. Since then, he has assumed more responsibility in running the party and preparing for the next general elections. And this year in May, he took over from me as Prime Minister, and that transition, I'm happy to say, has gone very smoothly. After Comrade Lawrence takes over as Secretary General, I intend to continue on in the CEC in a supporting and advisory role. In the CEC, as in the Cabinet, I will neither be the first responder, neither will I be the final decider. Instead, I'll do my best to support the new Secretary General, to offer him the benefit of my experience, to help him to strengthen the party and mobilize the support of Singaporeans to collectively tackle our problems and the challenges ahead of us. I will not make a long valedictory speech today. At last year's party convention, I spoke about the party's work and its role in nation building. This year, at the May Day rally, before handing over as PM, I set out what we had achieved together and what we need to focus on going ahead. Today, I only want to emphasize one key point, and that is the vital importance of good transition planning, succession planning, and leadership transition. Leadership transition, it's planning, preparation, and execution, is one of the most important responsibilities for a party leader and a political leader. We are here to serve and to lead to the best of our abilities while we are in office. But we also have a duty to ensure that Singapore continues to have good leadership, not just during our term of office, but also beyond. I'm very happy that this leadership transition has gone well, and I fully expect this final stage to go smoothly. Singapore has carried out orderly transitions for our top political leadership 3 times in a row now. But we cannot take such orderly transitions for granted. Indeed, quite a few foreign leaders whom I have met have expressed astonishment at how uneventful our transition was. It's amazing to them, because in other countries, all sorts of things can happen and do happen. Often, when a party does badly in a general election and loses its mandate to govern, its leader is forced to resign to take responsibility. Sometimes, a ruling party loses public support even before elections are held. The ministers and MPs sense the mood, lose confidence in their leader. Then the party changes leaders in the hope that someone else will do better, turn their fortunes around, and save their seats and their positions. Sometimes they change leaders more than once before the GE arrives. And it doesn't always work. And even when there's no electoral pressure, within the ruling party, there can be factions, rivalries, and different party leaders can jostle for the top leadership position. And these fights within the party can be as fierce as fights against opposition political parties. And you see parties with this infighting tearing themselves apart. In all these cases, disruptive leadership changes bring discontinuity, upheaval, and uncertainty and misfortune for the party and for the country. Both the party and the country suffer. For Singapore, we are fortunate to have avoided all these bad scenarios and stayed cohesive so far. The PAP has won successive elections and retained the support of Singaporeans even during difficult times. The party leadership is united. It shares a common goal to serve the best interests of the country and not to advance anyone's political ambitions. The seamless handovers that we have experienced provide us with a tremendous advantage. They've allowed us to maintain consistent leadership and direction for the country, to mobilize the people to focus on difficult and long-term issues, to make steady progress year after year. It's a mark of a well-functioning political system. And that's why we must do our best to keep our system stable and to elect good leaders always who will selflessly prepare their successors and hand on their responsibility when the time comes. As Secretary General, Comrade Lawrence will have a full agenda. He'll have to build up the party, keep up activities on the ground and online, strengthen outreach to non-party groups, ramp up preparations for the next general election to be held by the end of next year. Last night I said next year, and people drew all kinds of inferences. So, precisely by the end of next year. In order to fight and win well, we must retain the mandate of the people and continue to work with them and improve their lives. We've worked hard to improve the lives of all Singaporeans since the last GE in 2020, and indeed over many terms of government before that. We can present a strong report card at the next GE. This PAP government steered the country safely through COVID-19. Singapore emerged stronger from it, better prepared for the future. We worked hard to tackle concerns on people's minds, to improve people's lives and create more opportunities for all. We maintained and enhanced Singapore's strong standing in the world. But still, I expect it to be a hard-fought election, and we cannot afford to take any votes for granted. The next GE will see a new generation of voters. Society is changing, people's expectations are changing. High standards and good government are now taken for granted. And in itself, this is not a bad thing, but it puts more and more pressure on the government to do more, even as it is becoming harder and harder for the government to meet the rising expectations. Furthermore, Singaporeans are still anxious and concerned about several issues, such as housing and the cost of living, and we are actively tackling them. BTO wait times have shortened considerably, thanks to Desmond Lee and his team in MND. And the new Standard Plus and Prime framework that HDB is rolling out will help to keep HDB flats affordable and accessible to all. Inflation has eased, and we will continue to provide support to households, especially those in greater need. Most difficult for us to tackle is to reach out to that segment of voters who, on the one hand, acknowledge that the PAP has done a good job governing Singapore and would like to see a PAP government, but on the other hand, at the same time, want to see more opposition and alternative voices in Parliament. And we have to work very hard to make sure that voters understand that they cannot afford to treat this next general election as a by-election. What is at stake is not who is to be your MP alone, but what is the future of Singapore. I expect all the seats to be contested, and quite a few of them fiercely contested. You will not just be voting to decide who your constituency MP is. Your vote may well determine which party will govern Singapore. Therefore, the wisest and most responsible thing for Singaporeans to do is to vote according to your conscience for the party that you think will best secure your lives, your livelihoods, and your futures, the party you truly want to govern Singapore. And we have to convince voters that the PAP is the right choice. Show them the PAP has their best interests at heart, that we will always do our best to take care of them and improve their lives. And this is not just a task for the party leaders and for the branch activists, but for all party members, every branch, every member, every activist, everyone who cares about the future of Singapore. You all play important roles, representing the party on the ground, building bonds, forging trust with voters, winning hearts and minds, winning votes, winning the election. Our Singapore system has performed exceptionally and has delivered exceptional results for Singaporeans. And we must do our utmost to keep this system exceptional. We are different. We must always be different. If we are same, same, I can tell you, Singapore is going to be different. We must always be clean and incorrupt, meritocratic, uplifting and bringing out the best in our people, always serving a higher purpose. Not privileges for a few, but the well-being of all, as we build a successful nation where everyone can progress together. The PAP has upheld and strengthened this system for three generations now, and in so doing, we have earned and maintained the respect and the trust of Singaporeans. They know that by voting for the PAP, they are voting for a team that will put in the hard work, do right by them, and look after their long-term interests and future. They know that when they vote for the PAP, they are voting for a better future for themselves and for their children. Comrade Lawrence and his team will now shoulder this responsibility of leadership. Please join me to give them your full support, just as you have supported me and my team over the past 20 years. Keep our system going strong. Keep Singapore special, outstanding, for many years to come. Majulah PAP, Majulah Singapura. Thank you.